It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media, for Friday, February 18th, 2011. I'm John Moe. The Dark Knight has returned.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you?
Two recent box office hits from Warner Brothers, The Dark Knight and Inception, have just been released as apps on iPhones and iPads. It's a new way to watch movies, and it may be the shape of things to come. The apps are free, at first, but that's just to get you started, says Christina Warren from Mashable.com.
So you can watch the first 5 minutes of the movie, and you can also see some behind-the-scenes photographs, some of the featurettes, and get access to some of the sound clips that are included if you pay $9.99 and download the full movie.
And it's got different language capabilities too, right?
There are 17 or 18 different subtitles, and a lot of these subtitles are not available if you get the DVD or if you download from the iTunes store. And the neat thing about the apps is they also are connected to Twitter and to Facebook, so you can connect your Twitter and Facebook accounts, and you can choose to post a message from within the app. So if you wanted to share, hey, I'm watching X or whatever, it'll share the message directly from the app. There's also a feature that will let you tweet or share on Facebook your favorite quote. And so at certain points in the film, if you have the feature turned on, the quote will pop up on the screen. You can touch the Twitter or Facebook button, and it will share that quote as a tweet or a status update.
Or just, you know, watch the movie. You can do that, too. When you think about how popular apps have become, it's kind of surprising Hollywood is only just now trying this. But that's just the way the industry works, says Philip Meza, author of the book Coming Attractions, Hollywood, High Tech, and the Future of Entertainment.
Movie studios have traditionally resisted technological changes that affect the way movies are consumed. They initially boycotted television, and they very nearly sued VCRs out of existence. But funny thing, both of these technologies ended up providing new ways of enjoying movies and made the studios lots of money. Today's converged digital technologies are far more powerful forces than we've seen in the past. Look at the recording industry, which has been severely damaged by its mishandling of technology. For example, by offering no legal alternative to Napster until a computer company, Apple, created one for them. Movie studios have had time to learn from the mistakes of the recording industry and are starting to emerge and experiment with new business models that take advantage of some of the benefits that these new technologies offer.
When you buy a game app, say Angry Birds, one of the cool things is that you get all these updates, new levels, new features. Thomas Gawicki, president of Warner Brothers Digital Distribution, sees similar possibilities with movie apps.
Well, one of the really interesting things that we think about from a digital distribution standpoint is we look at, you know, what does it mean to have a movie in a connected world? And so it means that we can, for example, update the feature set. It means that if we, in the future, release a new app edition for a different title that we've added some new feature or technology to that, you know, some new way of browsing or some new interface element, because, you know, the sort of the nature of the app environment is that you can update apps on a continuous basis. We can do that retroactively, and so that if you purchased Inception and later on we release a movie with a more advanced set of features, we can make those retroactively available to all the movies you've purchased previously in this format.
Warner Brothers isn't the only studio going mobile. Fox has released the movie Unstoppable, that's the one with Denzel Washington and the crazy runaway train, on a Blu-ray disc that you can use to download the movie to your Android phone. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Sony debuted a new online music service. They have 6 million songs on their servers, and for $4 a month, you can use it like a radio, hear the type of music you want. For $10 a month, you can choose actual songs. And Google is making search results more social. You'll see what your friends on Twitter, Flickr, and Quora have to say about the things you search for. Not included? Facebook. They chose not to play along. Facebook information does show up on the Bing search engine. IBM says technology from Watson, the supercomputer that conquered Jeopardy, will be used to help doctors diagnose patients. But what else is the champ capable of? We asked our Twitter team about Watson's next move. Here's what some of you said.
Capturing Professor Moriarty.
Releasing an acoustic album.
Design a computer smarter than itself. Beat it at Connect Four.
Watson's next challenge is to find a cure for male pattern baldness. Please, Watson. Please.
That was Rob Graham, Brian Morgan, MKP Hearts NYC, and Matthew Baldwin. You can join our Twitter team. Follow us at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.